All right. Everybody doing well? You enjoying your Christmas season so far? Maybe some of you are like, if I have to buy one more gift, fight the stores one more time. Well, we are going to continue our series. Actually, today we are wrapping up our series called A Light Will Shine. And A Light Will Shine, what we've been doing is looking at the light that is promised through the prophet Isaiah that would come for us. This light who is the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, that we see in this book of Isaiah, chapter number 9, verse 2 and 6. I'll read it to you. It says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Today we want to look at the Wonderful Counselor. You know, every week we've been looking at the different names of the Messiah that are revealed in this passage. And so today we want to look at something interesting. I believe that the Wonderful Counselor has a guide for us to have a Merry Christmas. So we want to look at the Wonderful Counselor's guide to Christmas. Thank you, Pastor Leo, for naming this sermon series. Another Leo thought. I think that the Wonderful Counselor has some important things to say to us in this season. How many of you want to have a Merry Christmas? You're looking forward to a wonderful time, a happy Christmas, enjoyable time with family and friends and food, especially the food, right? We want to have such a wonderful holiday season. And I think that this Wonderful Counselor has something for us to help us to navigate us through this time of the year. Question, what is a counselor? If Jesus is a Wonderful Counselor, what is that? Well, see, a counselor is an advisor. A counselor is a trusted guide, a consultant, one who you can ask questions of, one who you can go to when you have a need, and they will lead you in the right direction. Think about yourself for a moment. Who's been a counselor to you? Who's been a great advisor in your life? Kids, has it been your parents? Some of you like, Your teachers? What about your doctor, your therapist? Who's been a counselor in your life? It's been celebrities, social media? We have a lot of different influences on our lives. I think that the best advice that we could ever receive comes from the Wonderful Counselor, the one named Jesus Christ. But let me ask you this question. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received? Anybody, best piece of advice? You never received advice, okay. Trust Jesus, that's a good one. That's the best one right there. One of the best things that any person who's ever advised me of is my uncle. My uncle was my first pastor and my home church. He pulled me to the side one day. He said, "Gary, get everything that you can from me and get everything that God has for you, so that you can be better than me." I just thought that was, throughout my life, I found that to be absolutely profound. He's like, ask me any question. Get all that you can out of me. I am your wise advisor. But also get something from the greatest advisor. Continue to approach God and get all that he has for you so that you could be your best. And all of us should be striving to be our best. All of us need sound advice. We all need a guidance to navigate the challenges that we will experience in this life, just like these people in this video here.
Hey, mister, you want some free advice?
So, got any problems?
I got dog problems.
Dog problems?
Yeah.
How do I take my career to the next level?
Whoa. Let's start off with the easy.
Okay.
What is your career?
I model.
So what do you model for?
I love to do fashion and print and clothing lines and runway. And I do a lot of hair modeling too.
You can follow people
okay.
that are models on Instagram or Facebook.
Okay.
And you can ask them, hey, how's it going? What you do for a living? And you really want to do this, right?
I do.
So you gotta really be serious about this.
Absolutely.
Hey, you with the dog, I'm giving free advice here.
Well, my dog chews up everything. I give it treats. I give everything.
Look it, so I think you should just buy shoes. You can buy shoes and put it in the dog house.
I'm going to buy some $10 shoes. That sound nice.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive, I know, right?
$10, yeah.
Does she chew anything else but shoes?
Yeah, she'll chew your bow tie.
I got a good one. You should just hide your things.
That's some good advice.
Thanks for stopping by the way. If it doesn't work, get a fish.
I have two sisters that I love very much, but sometimes we don't get along.
Let me tell you something. I think you should just really get to know them a lot.
Okay.
Hang out with them often. You will get to understand them.
Okay.
And see that they want to have, that they like to have fun a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that really helped me a lot. I'm gonna, call them and text them more and follow them on Facebook. And I'm gonna try to understand them better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Vanessa.
Bye.
It was nice
meeting you.
That tickles. I'm gonna give you some life-changing advice, okay?
Okay.
Do what you love.
Okay.
All right? Okay.
That sounds good.
Good talk, Rashonda.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Nice meeting you.
Bye.
Bye.
We all need life-changing advice, even when it's cute. So we all need advice because we're going to run into some challenges and troubles in this life, every one of us. Matter of fact, Jesus said John chapter 16, verse number 33, in this life you will have trouble. You will have trouble. That's a guarantee. We all will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. See, Jesus Christ is in charge. He has all power in his hands. We have to trust and believe that. But it is this one thing, this aggravating, irritating thing. We all will run into some trouble. No matter who you are, don't think that Jesus has taken a nap because you've run into some trouble in your life. Don't think that he's not interested in you or he doesn't exist because you will have trouble. He's guaranteed that you're going to have trouble. There are reasons for trouble in our lives, but that's not what we're here for today. What we're here for today is to say, since we will have trouble, we need some advisors to guide us through the trouble that we will encounter in this life. Now, some of us think that we're above advice, right? I'm too smart for advice. My parents don't know what they're talking about, right, kids? I don't need them to tell me because I know everything, right? I've been there. I used to think that I knew everything too, right? We think that we know so much because we have the approval of our friends or we have the approval of social media. We got a lot of likes on that post. Or we get, I see this increase of followers. I must be doing right. I must be doing something well. But let me let you know that those are usually not good indicators of progress. Those are not good indicators of achieving life goals. Those are not good indicators of wisdom. Advice or wise counsel helps us to make good decisions. Helps us to live this life to the fullest. Now, when you're searching for an advisor, here's just a little tip for all of us in life who are looking for advice. Look for someone who has been through your experience before. Talk to someone who has your best interest at heart. Talk to someone who's lived your age or your stage of life before. I think that you will find better advice and wisdom when you find those folks instead of, social media folks or folks you've never met before or things like that. The best advice comes from people who've experienced before, experienced this life, or maybe experienced this life without even falling into that trouble or that challenge You say, Gary, where can I find somebody who's experienced life but has never fallen into their experience or into that challenge? Well, his name is Jesus. Jesus has been tempted in all ways, the Bible tells us, and that he never fell into sin. And that's why I think he is the wonderful counselor. He has great advice for us to follow, for us to examine and apply it to our lives. So we're looking at the wonderful counselor's guide to Christmas, to a better holiday season. Well, I think Jesus, the wonderful counselor, the Messiah, has something for each one of us to some advice for us so that we can experience a much better Christmas season. Y'all ready to hear what he has to say? Yeah. So here's the first piece of advice I think Jesus gives us to help every one of us out. You may have heard this before, but Jesus once said, giving is better than receiving. Did you know that that's true? Giving is better than receiving. He says in Acts chapter number 20, verse 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Jesus said it is more blessed to do what? Than to, all right, remember that. Try not to make this Christmas all about you. Try not to make this Christmas just about what I want, what I need. You know, we call that selfishness, right? When you take everything for yourself and you don't consider other people, just like this guy on this video.
And the more the Grinch thought of this whole Christmas thing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. These stockings, he grinched, are the first things to go. Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns, pampoonas, pantoufles and drums, checkerboards, bisselbinks, popcorn and plums. Then he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney.
You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the, seasick crocodile. Mr. Grinch, you're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
One of my favorites Christmas characters, obviously, is the Grinch. I love the Grinch. Now, what if I showed up to your house this Christmas morning and I knocked on your door and you're like, oh my goodness, it's Pastor Gary. He came to visit me on Christmas Day and I came in your house with my bag and I came and took all of your gifts and put them in my bag and I said, I'll see y'all later. These are all for me. You know what you would do? You'd call the police. That's what you would do. Don't call the police. I'm not coming to the house to take your gift. But if I were to come and take everything, would that be nice? No, that would not be nice. It would mean that I am being selfish because I'm doing what? taking and not giving. I'm taking everything from you so that I can be happy and not worrying or thinking about you or your well-being, right? That's not how Jesus wants us to live. He said it is what? It's better for us to do what? Than to, right. You will always have a better experience during your Christmas holiday season if you keep this in mind. If you share with someone else, give. Feel it in your soul, right? Give. Here's a question. How many of you have made or purchased a gift for someone else already this Christmas? See, wow, that's awesome. You're already doing well with all of this advice that the King is giving us. Now, the second thing that I believe Jesus wants us to know for us to have a better Christmas experience is he wants us to meet people where they are. Meet people where they are. Who will you have around your dinner table this Christmas? Will it be that uncle who always has that inappropriate joke? Will it be that cousin who's always so politically charged that they ruin dinner and the conversation? Can you keep that to yourself? Will it be that grandma who's culturally insensitive? Grandma, this is 2021. You can't say that. You shouldn't have said it back then either, but you can't say that. Grandma. Anyway, I believe Jesus has something to say about this. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 14, quote from Jesus. He says, "Therefore, whatever you want others to do for you, do also the same for them. For this is the law and the prophets." This is what many people call the golden rule. Have you heard this before? The golden rule. If you want someone from the other side to treat you with respect, respect needs to start with you, right? Serve as an example for that family member. So be all that God has created you to be. Keep in mind the character of Christ and be that example so that others can follow. Last week, we talked about this. We talked about the character of Jesus through the prodigal son's father and that character that we should all exhibit. We talked about how we should try and be father figures, right, to everyone, showing that love of that father. We should be striving to show those qualities to our friends and our family this season. But here's something that's very important, I think. We need to learn to appreciate our relationships. Appreciate our relationships. You see, there's not much more in this world that's important besides relationships. Relationships get us through so much, but so many of us have cut people off or broken fellowship with others because of a ill-advised word or something that somebody said that we didn't like, and we end up cutting them off or ruining or ending a relationship because of words. We should remember, many of us who have chosen to follow Jesus Christ, that we are Christians. What does that mean? To recognize that you're a Christian is to recognize that you've messed up, that you've said and done some things that were not right, that you have offended a holy God, but he did everything in his power to maintain the relationship between you and him. And so we need to see that and hear that as an example for our lives. If someone says something that we don't like, that's okay. We agree to disagree, but I will not let that ruin my relationship with you. We, as Christians, should be striving for relationships because, watch this, relationships are really the best way to show that you are the light that Jesus called you to be. We are supposed to be the light in this world. And you can't be the light if you're always trying to be right. Okay? We have to treat others well. We have to meet people where they are. We have to be mature Christ followers. If we're mature, if we are, in fact, mature Christ followers, we don't want to go into Christmas dinner, Christmas celebration, joining up with our family and saying, I got to give you a piece of my mind. Y'all know those family members, right? If you don't, maybe you, I won't say it. You can't go into Christmas dinner and say, I know all the ways that you're wrong, and I'm going to tell you how many ways that I'm right. That doesn't build relationship, that actually divides. In order to meet people where they are, we have to prioritize doing a ton of listening. Listening. I believe that God gave each one of us in here two ears and one mouth for a reason. That we should do twice as much listening as we do speaking. If we do that, we will come, hopefully, we'll get to a place where we understand or at least attempt to understand where the other person is coming from, what they're trying to say, what they're trying to get across, instead of condemning people all the time. Right? We need to be the ones who ask questions. We need to be the ones who treat other people like they're human beings, like they're family, like they're brothers and sisters. Let nothing come between your relationships with others, especially your relationships with your family. Sometimes we just have to agree to disagree. We're not going to agree with everything that everybody has to say. But know that good relationships are built on just Jesus, the light that Jesus wants to shine through you. So I think there's one last thing, and I'll leave you on this, that Jesus wants us to know in order for us to have a Merry Christmas, in order for us to enjoy Christmas this year. I think the last thing is very important. It is that you are valuable. How many people know that they are valuable? You are valuable, whether you know it or believe it or not. I want you to learn to hold yourself in high regard. Don't let anyone tell you that you are worthless or not valuable or that you are lesser than you actually are. You are valuable. Matter of fact, I think that there's a passage that really explains this, and we overlook it. It's in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. It's a very famous passage that many of us have heard before if we've been around church for any amount of time. It says, he said to him, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. This is the greatest and most important command. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. You say, what does that have to do with me and being valuable, Gary? Well, there's a point in this phrase that we often overlook. A very important phrase here that is the last two words. The last two words are as yourself. God wants you to love others as you love yourself. You are important. And you are to love yourself. God wants you to put some effort into loving yourself. He wants you to love yourself as you love others. You see, he wants you to take care of you. Question for you. Who are you? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Who am I? Do you know who you are? I want you to know that you are a child of God. Somebody needs to hear this today. You are handcrafted by the creator of the universe. You were thought about before your parents thought about you. God loves you so much that he crafted you in his image after his own likeness. You are valuable and you matter. No matter what anyone else has to say about or to you. Because you're so valuable, It's important to watch what you ingest. How many people would love snacks? What's your favorite snack? Chex Mix. Oh, my goodness, I love it. Any other snacks? I know yours is popcorn. You're the popcorn queen. You're going to turn into a popcorn with legs. Snacks are awesome, right? I love snacks. Potato chips are my personal favorite. Hot potato chips. Oh, my goodness. Don't buy me any hot potato chips. I said that one other time, and I came in my office, and it was 7 bags of potato chips in my office. I had a good time eating them, but that wasn't good for me. Thank you so much. Anyway, right? McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, that's your favorite? Anybody? Wendy's, Burger King. Yeah, I see you over there. Yeah, you said mine. You know what those things are called? Junk food. And there's an old saying that says, you are. Oh, boy. Watch what you feed yourself. Watch what you feed yourself. Now, I'm not talking about physical food, really. I'm talking spiritually. Watch this. If you are what you eat, watch what you listen to. Who are you listening to? Who's feeding your soul? Who are you watching? Who do you admire? Whose TikTok grabs your attention? Whose Instagram are you trying to copy? Whose success and career and life are you trying to mimic? Who's speaking into your life and giving you advice on your next step? The people you listen to, the people you surround yourself with, the people you watch and absorb and put into your mind, they are forming you. They are molding you. They are shaping you. They are discipling you. And so it's important for us to be careful of what we eat, what we feed ourselves. I want all of us to consider what God has created us for. Consider who you are, your destiny. Are you setting yourself up for success or the success that Jesus has called you into? What has the wonderful counselor crafted you for? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, says that you are God's masterpiece. You are unique. You have been handcrafted by the Creator. You have been given a unique soul. You don't have to copy somebody else. You don't have to strive for somebody else's success or somebody else's vision for your life. The Holy Spirit wants you to live your life. And he wants to speak into your life and guide it himself. When was the last time you asked the Holy Spirit, what direction do you want me to go in? Who do you want me to be? Why don't we do that right now? Just take a second of quiet and just, Holy Spirit, come. Who do you want me to be? What do you want from my life? Yes, I will do that. I will live that. I will be that. I am that. I am all that you've called me to be. I am what you've placed inside of me. I am your child. Every now and then, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listen. Take some time to be quiet and hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking into your soul. How he's guiding you. And know that you are valuable enough to be yourself. You are valuable enough to be all that he's created and crafted you to be. You don't have to copy somebody else. Jesus is our wonderful counselor. He is the one who gives us the greatest advice. We need to just ask him. listen and walk in the direction that he's leading. Listen, if Jesus leads you in a certain direction, if you're asking him for a direction, or if you ask him and you didn't hear anything, and you're like, I don't know which way to go, I don't know which step to take next, maybe he wants you to take a step and guide your path as you walk. That's called faith. Take a step. Don't stand there and wait like a deer in headlights. Deer caught in headlights get what? Hit. Make a move. We all need advice. We all need guidance. Let me tell you, my mother's, one of her favorite motivational speakers is Les Brown. And one quote from Les Brown that really impacts me is this one. He says, seek help or advice, not because you are somehow weak or deficient, but because you want to remain strong. I'm here today because someone helped me. I'm only here today because I had trusted advisors and counselors and mentors and pastors and parents and teachers and pastors and people who spoke into my life, and they loved God and loved me. And guess what? I didn't want to hear what they had to say all the time. Sometimes I thought I was big enough. I could make my own mistakes. I could make my own decisions, and I actually made mistakes, right? But if I would just listen to those wise counselors, when I actually put my pride down, when I actually moved my ego out of the way and started listening to those people who cared about me, I started achieving my goals. I started moving forward faster. I started continuing to excel in my career, and God continued to lead me to even this place here, to lead you. God placed people in my life so that I could listen to them. And he's placed people in your life that you should listen to as well. Trusted counselors, great advisors. There are people in your life who love Jesus who you need to listen to speak into your life. Be all that God has created you to be. And I want you to, if you don't remember anything else, remember this. Take this with you. It is more blessed to do what? Than to... God wants you to meet people where they, oh man, y'all got this already. And you are absolutely valuable. Take that with you. Worship team, come on up. Take that with you this Christmas. And I believe you will have a wonderful counselor type of Christmas if we take that with us and move forward with what God has for us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing in our lives. Would you please continue to lead us and guide us and bless us as only you can? Would you continue to show us how valuable we are to you? And send people to surround us in our lives who will speak your truth, wisdom, and love into our lives. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. God bless you.